Hi, Pat.
Hi.
What brings you in today?
I've found that I've been troubled by heights recently. Previously, I could go up heights without a problem at all. But now I noticed I had to do the house roof. And I was getting up the ladder and I was feeling a little bit uncomfortable. I thought, oh, this is not right. Normally, painted the roof before years ago. So I'd like to address this because I actually didn't get up onto the roof. I felt a bit nervous there, a bit uncomfortable. Maybe I've been watching too many ACC ads.
Yes.
The ladder, then I did secure the ladder, but I still felt uncomfortable on it. I wasn't harnessed on, which is probably should be, but previously, in years gone by, I had no problem. Just shoot up there and do it.
So, was it something that you did as a hobby or something you did as
just,
a work?
Maintenance, that.
Maintenance.
Thing, yeah. And also, I've noticed the odd time where I've had to go out, say, at work on sites and going up on high areas where you're fairly exposed. I feel pretty uncomfortable.
Okay.
Previously, I had years ago, no problem.
So, why do you think the change has happened?
I put it down to age. I think I'm getting a bit nervous now, you're getting a bit older. But not sure what triggered it.
Okay.
I did have a fall, though.
Right, when was that?
A few years previously, about 10 years ago. That might have. So, I spent a couple of weeks in hospital after that.
Right. Yeah. So, that would have been quite a bit of a, how would you put it, an event that's at the back of your mind.
Although it's not, it's not something I thought of when I was going up the ladder, but when you ask me now, I recall I did have a fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that 10 year ago experience, what do you remember about that time?
Nothing stays with me, but if I go back to it, very painful. My own fault. I was in a hurry to do something. Should have known better.
So if you were to go back in time and space and give that version of you advice, what would you have told him?
Don't do it like you're doing it.
So how would you have guided him to do it?
Didn't have to be exposed the way he was. You could do it other ways.
Right. Yeah. So you could kind of use that wisdom now in the future too, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How could you use that for the future you? What do you need to remind him?
Don't rush. If you haven't got time to do it, just leave it till another time. Make sure you've got the time and put in place. This is on the home front, at least put in place safety things so that you feel comfortable.
So taking your time, just taking your time and making sure the safety's there, yeah? Notice the reframe. Don't rush, taking time. Just a little.
Things I'm not sure what I could do in some other situations where you've on the work site, perhaps where you're going with a group of people up to a high spot to look at.
Okay.
There is safety built into that.
How have you handled it so far?
I felt nervous, but I've done it.
So in a way, you probably don't need to do too much in the way of safety. It's probably already sort of built into that situation. It's just you want to change the emotion that you feel.
Yeah.
So in that situation, that would kind of work, wouldn't it? But if you were setting up a new situation and it was your space, you could just slow down and take your time with it.
Manage that. Yeah.
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 And how would it feel if you could do that well and feel relaxed? How would that be?
Oh, it'd be good. It'd be much more enjoyable.
Hmm.
Yeah, be good.
Excellent. So when we're kind of looking at reinforcing some of these things using hypnosis, what I'd like to do is just kind of go through and do a bit of a dress rehearsal, because sometimes we've got a part in our brain that's like an automatic pilot that's just waiting for clear instructions. And we want to reinforce that idea to take it slow, to just take a time and really put in place those safety elements and feel relaxed. Yeah? Does that sound like something you want to do?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Good, okay. So we're going to begin by just teaching you a little bit about self-hypnosis, because actually when I'm hypnotizing you, you're really going into self-hypnosis. I'm just guiding you. So when we're relaxing in our body, our mind begins to slow down and relax too, just like we do when we're going to sleep at night. We sort of slow down a bit, don't we?
Definitely.
Yeah. So we're going to just start off. All I need you to do is follow my instructions, okay? So you ready to do this?
Yep.
Excellent. So just place your body into the most relaxed position that you can find. And I want you to take a nice gentle inward breath, and as you release it, just closing down your eyes. When we close our eyes, it just gives us an opportunity to check in. I want you just to notice how your body feels just sitting in this space. Notice your feet on the ground. Notice the chair fully supporting you, and know that you're safe in that space. And as you breathe in and out, just giving permission for your head, your neck and shoulders to be relaxed to the point where your head's just nice and evenly balanced. And your shoulders can relax. And just as you release each breath, just letting that wave of relaxation increase. Going deeper and deeper relaxed. Letting all the muscles in your arms, your hands, your fingers become floppy and relaxed. Feeling the connection of your hands to your legs as they rest. And how comforting that is. Feel the back of the seat supporting your back. Letting all the muscles that don't need to be engaged just relax. Letting all the muscles in your legs, your feet, your toes relax too. And just listening to the sound of my voice, any other sounds that are in or out of the room, you're just doing what sounds do, coming and going, changing. And this is your time, your very special time that you've set aside to reinforce some positive changes today. To really mastermind that man that you want to feel, being more secure in yourself as you go up any flight of steps or ladders or any space. Just playing in your mind very soon how you want that to be and really reinforcing it. But first, we're just going to deepen this level of relaxation. It's very important that you listen to my instructions carefully. So in a moment, I'm going to get you to open your eyes, but not yet. And when I do, I'd like you to focus way up high on one single point, which is above your normal eye level, fixing your attention on that same single point and nowhere else. And when I begin to count backwards from 10 down to 1, with each number you hear, I'd like you to blink. And each time you blink, feeling and allowing that wave of relaxation to increase. Twice as strong, twice as deep, increasing so much that by the time I count from 10 down to 5, the more you try and lift those eyes, the more heavy and relaxed they are. So heavy, so relaxed that by the time I count from 5 down to 1, just simply closing them down, shutting them down. And whenever you want to do this nice level of deepening for you, perhaps when you're out at home in a quiet space, you could do this exercise all by yourself. You could count yourself backwards from 10 down to 1 and just reinforce that muscle of intention. Now nod your head if you're ready to do that now. Good. So let's begin. Opening your eyes now easily, focusing way up high, keeping your head, neck and shoulders nice and relaxed and balanced just like they were before, and letting your eyes be the part of your body that's doing all the work. Excellent. looking a little bit higher. That's right. And I want you to engage on one single point, which is above your normal eye level, just fixing your gaze on that same single point. Excellent. And as I count backwards, just blinking with each number you hear, 10. Very good. 9. That's right. Begin to feel those eyes now. 8. Getting heavier and drowsier. 7. And naturally wanting to close down, shut down. 6. Going deeper and deeper, relaxed as you do. 5. All the way down, deeper and deeper. 4. That's right. Almost there now. 3. Where you can completely relax those eyes. 2. Very good. And finally, 1. Just letting them close down, shut down. Very good. Excellent job. Now in your mind, you've got a wonderful place called your imagination. And we want to play with that space today and make it really work at your advantage, okay? So I'd like you to do a little wee, game, if you like. And I want you to imagine just a cube on a table. And it's got those sides to the cube. And imagine you could pick the cube up and look at it from all angles. And imagine the cube, it has space in the center and space around it. And it sits there. And just in a moment, just for this exercise, would you like to switch that off? And you can just go back into your relaxed state. Very good. Very good. So just really just landing again. In a moment, we're going to create a way for you to easily communicate with me. And I want you to imagine that if you had a finger that was your yes finger, it would just raise up slightly so I could see it. And that would be your yes finger. Which one would it be? And just demonstrate. Good. And if you had a no finger, which one would that be? Excellent. So your yes is yes, and your no is no. Lovely. Now we've established that, I would like you to just let me know if you can see that cube on that table for me. Excellent. And I want you to imagine that you could see the space inside, because it's invisible. It's an invisible cube. You could see the space inside. And just let me know that you can do that, please. Excellent. Now, isn't it neat how your imagination is? It can do all sorts of lovely things. So I want you to imagine that that imagination can take you through time and space. And we can go on a bit of adventure. And I would like you to imagine that you could sort of go into the future. And you could visit the future you, but he's the version of you that has actually dealt with the heights issue. And he has felt really comfortable, calm, confident about aging and about going up any number of objects. But I want you to imagine you could meet him. You could go through time and space and as the you that you are today and meet that future you. And just let me know when you're there and you can get a sense of him by indicating that, please. Good. And I just want you to notice what he looks like, what he sounds like, what he seems to be like. And just notice that. Just absorb that. And I'd like you to think about if you could just hop out of your body and float into his. And just notice how it feels in that future space. Let me know once you've done that. Good. And I want to ask you, does it feel nice in there? Lovely. And is there anything that you can gain in the way of insight that you carry back through time and space and you could pass on to that older, or I should say that younger you that began to feel a little bit fearful? Is there any advice that that future you, that future position could carry back through time and space that would be really useful? Excellent. So I'd like you to imagine doing exactly that, hopping out of that future you into the you that you are today, but traveling back through time and space to that past event where you weren't really feeling very sure, and just see that person and just usher him aside for a moment. And I want you to imagine just giving him that bit of wisdom, that advice. And that advice making all the difference in the world. And just let me know if that is right. Good. So I'd like you to imagine that the you that you are today could hop into that younger you and just feel that younger you embracing that wisdom and you helping him to slow his body down and take time, make sure that everything is paced just the way it needs to be, and accessing all of that knowledge and putting it into place. And I want you to actually have the experience that you would have liked to have had. I want you to play that through in his body as the you that you are today, with all the wisdom that you've gained from the future you and assisting him. And once you've played it through just the way you'd like it to be, let me know. Good. Is there anything else we need to do here that's going to be really important for you before we finish? Lovely. So I'd like you to hop out of that younger version of you and just stand side by side and give each other a wonderful smile, thanking each other for doing such an amazing job, creating a new way of doing things. But I want you to imagine that you could create a little contract with that younger version of you, and the contract with the you that you are today, and also a contract with the future you, so all three of you could work together as a team. So imagine if you had that contract, what it would be, what it would sound like, look like, feel like, how it would kind of make sense for you. And once you've got that contract shaken on, okay, agreed upon, all parts of you, just let me know. Lovely. So I'd like you all to smile at one another and feel really good about the work you've done today, because you've done some really good work. And just to make sure, I want you today to travel through time and space beyond even next week, and just look into the week after. And maybe all the week after that, but look into a time where you're first going to be tested. And I want you to imagine how that feels, to think about going and doing that. Good. And imagine looking to the side where there's a calendar and it's showing you the date in which that's going to happen. And let me know that you can see the date there and know it's got a big smiley face and a tick on it. And indicate when you've got that. Excellent work. So take a deep breath and smile to that. And know that the future you and the younger you are all working together now as a team inside that wonderful, magnificent imagination of yours. And when you shift your mind, your body just follows, because that's just what it does. Your mind body have this wonderful relationship with one another. Now you've shown that automatic pilot exactly what you want it to do. That's superb, because now it just can. It can just go and do exactly the things that you want it to do, like autopilot, just like you used to do when you were much, much younger. But regardless of how old you are, it makes no difference now, because all of the future yous and all of the younger yous are working together as a team, utilizing that knowledge that makes sense, because it does. And very, very soon, I'm going to take a moment just to give you some stillness and just really reinforce that intention. Once you've done that, just signal that you have. Take as long as you need. Lovely. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and on the count of 3, it'll be time to open those eyes, feeling bright and wide awake and bringing yourself back to full awareness, knowing that you've done a fantastic job loving and caring for yourself. 1, just becoming aware of your feet, becoming aware of your legs, your upper body, your arms, your hands, your fingers. 2, becoming aware of this time, this space, your head, your neck and shoulders. And 3, just taking a nice, gentle, deep breath, stretching right out. Excellent. How are you feeling?
Good.
Tell me about that good.
So I learned quite a bit from the experienced person in the future that I went to. I feel confident about it. He was very confident, and what he said was don't be stupid. You're older now, we do things different. Remember when you were young, you used to get away with these things, but remember you used to drive a car without a safety belt as well, and that was stupid. You wouldn't do that now. So things that you used to do then, which are bloody silly, you don't do anymore now. You do things sensibly, and you can do it safely. And you felt very confident about it.
Good.
Yeah.
So it was a really important message.
It was.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Excellent. So now when you think about going into the future and going climbing up a ladder, how are you going to go about doing that now?
Feels good. Feels confident. What the future you said was don't go to the top of the ladder without a harness on, because you need that on. You can go up the ladder and have a look at the roof, but when you step onto a steep pitch roof like that, you need a harness hooked up.
Excellent. So that sounds like sound advice to me.
Excellent. Just like safe to build in the car.
Great. So now when you look back at that, all of those other times where you had a bit of an issue before, how do you feel now when you look back at those memories?
I feel good about them because I can know that the person back there didn't have the understanding of how to behave in this way. And the person back there is now, the younger me is now in a good space.
Excellent.
Feels good about the knowledge I've got.
Great. Well, thank you for working with me today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. So I'm just going to ask you to feedback to the rest of the class how that was as an experience with the ideometer signals for you as a client.
I feel quite comfortable doing the signals. It's quite simple. I was getting a lot of my head first. I thought, no, I'm doing signals. But it did feel quite comfortable and quite easy. And it was quite simple to know what fingers to go when you said which one's yes, which one's no. It was obvious, you know. The first time you did it, sort of like remembering it, but after that it became automatic. Yeah. So I didn't find any confusion about it once I started doing it.
Any questions anyone has towards Pat? When I said, is there anything else that you need to do, you said no. It's hard to do that. Sometimes, it is the same, but it's just using the fingers. It's just a very clear no.
Fingers would be harder to move your head. To move your fingers, it's a smaller movement.
Yeah.
And it's a bit more obvious. Like, it's hard to tell how much you're shaking, I think.
Whereas some people think they have and they haven't. Happens. So you see how easy it is to establish that though? It's not tricky. It's just simply asking, you know. We're just going to set up a way of communicating yes or no. And so, yeah, just pick which one's your yes finger, which one's your no finger.
I would say you don't have to decide. You just, when you need, you know. But it also, not just thinking of the finger thing, but it always amazes me If you know what I mean? It just comes into your subconscious. You know, what was it about?
Oh. It comes up from the subconscious.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Or yeah. It comes up. It's amazing.
Yeah. Work's a dream. You go into the future self that's already resolved it. It's the premise of you've come here to resolve it. At some point in the future from here, you've resolved it. So what does he have to say?
Yeah.
It's a really clever way of doing it. And it's the inner resources, because they've already got the answer. On some level, it's just giving that space, that time for the answer to emerge.
Mm. Yeah, so it's not something you've thought of consciously before.
So is that a real situation?
It was, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's so handy
it's
then.
Better.
Yeah.
Sorry about the phone. I thought it was switched off. It's on vibrate for some reason.
Yeah. And sometimes that will happen actually in a client session. The person's forgotten to turn it off. And it's okay to sort of say, you know, just if you like to switch it off and you can just go back to where you were. You don't have to start all over again. Because actually you're quite relaxed anyway. It didn't take long probably for you to zip back in.
No.
Except when we bing bong. But that's real life. This is what we have. We have these intrusive things that happen. Sometimes it's inappropriate because you might be actually in a non-deepening thing and you're right in the middle, mid-sentence of something constructive, and then it's kind of like a bit of a nuisance. It's just a nuisance. So best to turn it off, I find. Otherwise, the person who wanted to get to you very, very, you know, will ring and ring and ring. And I've had many clients who are, you know, just bombarded with phone messages, texts and emails all coming in, and it's not good. Yeah, if you can just get rid of it, switch it off, that's best. Yeah, you've got to be a bit careful with the flight modes, because the client will go away and they've forgotten they're in flight mode. And they won't get anything. Yeah, if they put it on silent, which is non-vibrate, then at least they can see it ringing if later and they go off. And they'll get all the messages coming through and they'll see a little message icon. Whereas if it's in flight mode, they won't get any of that, and it can be a bit, they're off the grid. Yeah, just be aware. Because many a person will go away and they've forgotten to turn it back on or something.
The thing that's quite good I found was when I was with Tony before, is that distinction of the different people going to be clear, and that's crystal clear.
Mm.
The young you, the current. And I could see how you're confused if you're not clear in that, and who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You get very, thinking, which body am I in now?
Yes, that's right.
But it was crystal clear.
Secondary deepening of confusion technique.
Yeah.
So it's meant to be.
I quite love that agreement you had at the end. Mm. Yeah.
The contract.
Yeah,
that's that bringing it all together. So I'm working in a way with parts of you. These are memory parts or perceived future yous and things like that, and they're kind of a part of you already because you've conjured it up. It's sort of something that actually begins to exist because it's a figment of your mind, just as the invisible cube is very, very real on that table. Curious about the invisible cube? It's an imagination exercise. I want to know that you're on board with me, that you're playing. You ready to play? Let's imagine invisible cubes. And the space on the inside and the outside. So you're just getting three-dimensional stuff going. You imagine turning it around, looking at all the sides. It engages that imagination space and it just frees you to go for the next game. Who's gone to something similar to this, but they've done like little team building exercises and you get more and more relaxed as the weekend goes past and you're all just like best friends. You could go in jacuzzi together. Whereas before, before you were quite rigid and you didn't want to play. I don't want to play, it's embarrassing. And then you're out there doing strange things with everyone. It's the same kind of thing. You want to get that person in a bit of a light-hearted kind of space. It's a very neutral cube. No one really has many issues with cubes. So Anyway, you can do all sorts of things, but I just like to play around with imagination, and then we're getting into that fun space where, you know, magic pieces of chalk can exist. You can draw the cube. You can draw a little picture. Little flower, smiley face. You can do anything. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
So that was recorded.